Blog Talk Radio.
Howdy, boo. Welcome to Homemade Business 101. My name is Isaiah. I have the pleasure of introducing the host. You know him. He's everybody's hero, my best friend. Will you please join me in welcoming my granddaddy, Baba Jahi?
Good morning. Good morning, and thank you so much, as always, Isaiah, as you so gracefully introduce Home-Based Business 101. Oh, what a pleasure it is to have my grandson introduce me here on Home-Based Business 101 on Blog Talk Radio. Hey, we're really thankful that, you know, that you just support the things that we do so much, and it just really makes me really feel very, very happy. Hey, well, today we're going to do part two of Remembering Harriet Tubman as we escape to time freedom. We did that show last night, and 24 of you decided to listen to it last night, and hey, we appreciate you listening to that particular show. We're going to do part two today here on the Gospel of Working from Home. And before I get started, I want to thank the 30,758 people who have listened in to a show here on Home-Based Business 101. This truly is listener-supported radio, and we just thank you so, so much for taking the time out of your schedule to tune in and listen to us as we share and broadcast on this network. And again, as we're closing out Black History Month, you know, we wanted to remember Harriet Tubman, but also as we remember Harriet Tubman, we want to remember within the context of her time, but also in the context of what lessons can we learn from her life to help us with the issues, things that we're dealing with in our time. You know, and during her time, you know, Harriet's mission was to help, what started off was her family, to be able to escape from chattel slavery here in the United States. And, you know, she took on a tremendous task. See, she loved freedom so much that it wasn't enough just for her to escape and say, well, I got mine, y'all got y'all's to get. You know, she loved freedom so much that she wanted to share it with everyone, you know, and especially her family. She just couldn't. You know, she said she got to the north once she escaped, and she was a stranger in a strange land because all of the people she knew were still back in the south. And so she was like, yeah, I got to go back and get them. You know, I got to go back and get them. And, you know, she did tremendous, tremendous work on what was called the Underground Railroad, the Underground Railroad. And so to set the tone again, we're going to bring up a poem by attorney Akechi Taifa around Harriet Tubman. And let's take back and listen to this poem by Akechi.
Listen to the legend of Harriet Tubman, for you will see what strength is all about. That she was a warrior in every sense of the word, there is definitely no doubt. Born in Maryland on the eastern shore, a strong field slave was she. She worked so hard till her bones were sore, but she always yearned to be free. When Harriet was young, she was hit in the head with a 2-pound iron weight. She fell to the floor. They thought she was dead, but she lived to become quite great. Now scarred with a large dent in her skull, it took months to get well again. Even though she regained her strength once more, she had sleeping spells now and then. One night, Harriet said she would take this no more and decided it was time to escape. She fled through fields and farms, past plantations and barns, till she reached the north where she could stay. But while free in the north, she had few friends, for they were all still in the south. So she worked very hard, and with the money she saved, she went back south to free hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of slaves. Though Harriet was small, her mission was called. She had to be brave to set free the slaves. Harriet was strong. She never went wrong. Though Harriet was wanted, dead or alive, she kept on pushing. She took no job. Harriet was strong. She never went wrong. She trudged back south 19 times to lead 300 north. They waded through the streams and they scaled the high mountains, but they never, ever stopped going forth. They followed the moss on the side of the trees, for they knew it led north was nature's key. They followed the North Star, for it was a guide. By moon they would travel, by sun they would hide. For all to stay alive, Harriet carried a 45, and if any tried to leave, she quickly removed it from her sleeve. Harriet was strong, she never went wrong. When the slaves heard they were to be sold, they sought the Underground Railroad. Closely they listened for Harriet's song, for when it came, they would be gone. What was this Underground Railroad? Was it a real train with tracks? Oh, no, but the Underground Railroad was a secret escape system for blacks. The art of escape was a dangerous one as they traveled in disguise. By boat, by wagon, by foot, by carriage, she vowed no one, no one would take us back to slavery alive. To Pennsylvania and New York, she brought the slaves. To these states were safe no more. Then all the way to Canada she trudged, where her people would be slaves no more. She could not read, nor could she write, but thousands of times she outwitted whites. Like in Zinga before and Asata after, Harriet was strong, she never went wrong. Harriet was strong, she never went wrong. Harriet was strong, she never, ever, ever went wrong.
All right, we want to thank Nkechi Tyfer for that poem and rendition of, you know, hey, Harriet was strong and never went wrong. Yes, Harriet Tubman was strong, never, never, never went wrong, never lost anybody on her journey. Never lost anybody on her journey. I mean, hey, just think about that, people. She never lost anybody on her way. She was a tremendous, tremendous inspiration, but more so than that, I like to think of her as a success coach. You know, because people who wanted to get to freedom, they needed somebody that was going to be able to help them. And, you know, she, once she learned the Underground Railroad system and all of that, then, you know, she was able to navigate through that system and go and rescue her family. You know, go and rescue her family. I mean, she rescued her family. She had family members. She was not comfortable or satisfied until she was able to go back to get them. Ultimately, they had a reward out for her, a reward of $60,000. That's how much they was offering people to bring her in, dead or alive. Dead or alive. She struck fear into the modern-day slave system because she was able to go back and forth and rescue people from bondage. I mean, just think about that, people, you know, being able to go and do that and rescue people from bondage. I mean, it took a lot of work for her to be able to do that. She would go to the North. When she was in the North and had escaped, she would hire herself out so she could save up money to go back and help the others. Just imagine, she didn't feel as though, I got mine, you got yours to get. Well, I done made it, I ain't going back, too dangerous. No, she did not fear. No fear. No fear, no shame in her game, you know, deciding to go back and forth. I mean, what lessons can we learn from that? What lessons can we learn from that? Well, lesson number one that we should learn from, you know, Harriet Tubman's life, the first lesson that we should learn is commitment, total commitment. See, she wasn't half committed. She was totally committed. So it's the same for, you know, as we want to apply that to our business world. We have to be totally committed to the endeavors that we embark upon. You know, we got to be totally committed. So we can't be half committed. You know, it requires total commitment. And not only total commitment, but she also had to make plans. See, she would go in the fall and she would go in the spring. She did that twice a year. You know, so twice a year, people knew she was coming. Twice a year, they could count on Harriet. Knew that she was going to be there. She's coming. Moses is coming. And just think, the people in the quarters what they called the slave quarters, you know, be sitting around talking, you know, when Moses come, tell her I'll be ready. You know, I'll be ready. Now, in today's time, you know, we're looking at how can we manage to escape from the things that are holding us back so that we can obtain time freedom. Because the ultimate thing that people was able to get control of when they escaped from chattel slavery was time freedom. Now they had the freedom to do what they want with their time. And like she said, you know, when she got to the north, she was able to hire herself out to whom she pleased, make what she need to take care of her needs, you know, but she had control over her time. Today, so many of us are fighting to get control over our time. You know, we need control over our time. That is the ultimate gift that we want to be able to receive through our business endeavors, is to be able to have time freedom, to be free, you know, to be able to be free, time freedom. It's precious. See, you can't, there's one thing you can't replace. You can't replace time. You cannot replace time. Let's look at some of the facts of her life. I mean, she was like, wow. I mean, she had a saying, you know, because people would say, well, she can't read or write. She said, but I can read people and I can read the stars. She could read people. She had a good sense of, you know, what we call people skills, being able to read people. How many of us could learn so much from that today in terms of, we, again, embark on our business endeavors, being able to read people, to understand people? Because if you're in business, business is about people and people development, and especially if you're in a network marketing business, is definitely, they have, you know, training on what they call know your colors, you know, the, you know, try to make sure you understand people and their personality types. But Harriet was good at reading people. I mean, was very, very good at being able to figure people out. And that was a tremendous skill she had. She also could read the constellations, the stars, knowing, you know, which way to go. I mean, you know, hey, following that North Star. Or they used to have a song, you know, the drinking gourd. Follow the drinking gourd, yeah. You know, one leg, peg leg, follow the drinking gourd. I mean, there was these code words that people used to find their way along the way. One of the pieces of the Underground Railroad was that, you know, there was code words that people used when they got to a station. It was called, it would say friends of friends. And, I mean, you know, basically looking out for one another, moving forward. And that's what we need to be able to do today. We need to know how to look out for one another, how to move forward, how to capture our ideals, how to have that total commitment like Harriet Tubman. You know, there was a price on her head, but she never got caught. She never lost a passenger. You know, she never, ever, ever lost a passenger. You know, she outwitted the people. She outwitted them. And, you know, and when it got safe, when it was no longer safe to just get north, she took people all the way to Canada, a place called St. Catharines, which is now in Ontario. And, you know, that's a place I really want to go visit. I want to go visit parts of Canada where people built communities that left this country and stayed there. I really want to go and meet some of the African-American descendants that live in those areas and, you know, just hear their stories as they share, you know, from their family legacies of getting there to freedom. I mean, the price of freedom is wow, what can I say about the price of freedom? And Harriet and people then, they paid the ultimate price for freedom. I mean, it was freedom or death. You know, today, you know, we have, if we don't go after our freedom, you know, we have, I call slow death, you know, slow death. It just slowly eats away at you, slowly eats away at you. So you really, really, this concept of time freedom is so important. There's a book that I would encourage everyone to read, besides all of the books that you can get on Harriet Tubman, a book called The Underground Railroad, written by William Steele. It was his William Steele, and you can Google William Steele, and when you Google him, what'll come up is a book. You can get it on the internet, free, e-load, download the book, because they want people to read it. What he did, when every time someone, he was in Philadelphia, every time someone would escape to Philadelphia, he would write their name in a book and write about their story. So he kept an ongoing journal of all of the different people that had escaped from slavery. He published it in 1872. He never thought that he would see slavery end in his lifetime, because it had been battles back and forth, you know, in terms of this whole issue of slavery. And then, it was two things that put the nail on the coffin. One was the Dred Scott decision, which Chief Justice Taney, which a lot of people still refer to that decision, when he said that even though Dred Scott's master took him to a free state, and thus that did not make him free. He said reason it did not make him free, irregardless that he was in a free state, was that African Americans had no right whatsoever that white people had to respect. And he based it on the fact that he said the African American community was not part of the original Constitution, the founding fathers. It was not part of the political intent. We were only counted in the initial Constitution as a way to determine legislation. I mean, a way to determine representation from the states. And that when they talked about all people were created equal with certain inalienable rights, they said, you know, they weren't talking about us. We're just talking about whites. And not only whites, just white men. That was it. So we wasn't included in the original body politic. So the Dred Scott decision, when that decision was made, Frederick Douglass said, whoa, that is a bad decision. So some black people begin to look outside the country, you know, to start going to Martin Delaney, and other people started looking to go to the Martin Delaney did actually go to Africa and come up with some land and other stuff, and other people began to, you know, to do the same thing. So it was this push and pull before they could not be safe in America. And then the other decision action that sort of put the nail on the coffin. So I saw all these people running away and the Fugitive Slave Act, and they happened to spend all this money to go recapture people and try to deputize people and bring them back, was John Brown. John Brown's raid on Harper's Ferry. Ooh, boy, did that strike fear in the Southern plantation owners. And, I mean, struck fear. Mal Brown basically became a martyr because his plan didn't work the way he had envisioned for it to work. And that's a whole story in itself. But, I mean, you know, those that are familiar with the situation, he raided the federal arsenal because he was going to take the rifles and weapons from there and give them to slaves in the South, in Virginia, what was called the Great Black Way. Because there was over 3 million people, 3 million slaves through this, as they would head through this path. You know, and I've been to Harper's Ferry a lot. When you head through the path and start heading Virginia south, because at that time, remember, there was no West Virginia. So Virginia was a very, very big state. But 3 million, he wanted to be able to arm those people. Now, people were already scared to death after Nat Turner and other stuff had happened. Here comes John Brown, years later, raid the federal arsenal when he gave the weapons to the slaves. It was one thing for slaves to run away, and it was another for them to shoot their masters, kill their masters. Just struck fear to the utmost, you know, in people's mindset. But see, again, what we're witnessing from this is the price that people was willing to pay so that people could be free. For your time freedom today, what's the price that you're willing to pay? How hard will you work at your goals? What is it that you want to be able to do and accomplish for your family, like Harriet Tubman and other people did for their families? I mean, that's what you're going to have to ask yourself. You're going to have to ask yourself, what is it that I want? How bad am I willing to pay the price? And am I willing to go after it? See, that's what we're talking about today in terms of escape to time freedom. Paying the price, having a plan. See, and it's, you got to have, you know, as we always talk about, a plan B. Having a plan, working that plan, and being able to see where you're going to go with that plan. And that's just so critical in terms of making that move. One of the other things that you need to know about Harriet Tubman is Harriet Tubman is the only female to ever lead troops into a battle in United States military history. She did that during the Civil War. So, I mean, this woman, as she expanded from Underground Railroad in terms of slavery to going into the Civil War and the things that she did for the Union Army, you know, she was a spy. Because, see, she knew how to get to different places because she had been there along her journeys of taking people through the Underground Railroad. But if you read about U.S. military history, she's the only female to ever lead troops into battle. You know, and what can I say? Hey, here's a letter on December 1st that Thomas Garrett wrote, one of his characteristic letters to William Steele in Philadelphia. He said, "I write to let thee know that Harriet Tubman is again in these parts. She arrived last night from one of her trips of mercy to God's poor, bringing two men with her as far as Newcastle. I agreed to pay a man last evening to pilot them on their way to Chester County. The wife of one of them, with two or three children, was left some 30 miles below, and I gave Harriet $10 to hire a man with carriage to take them to Chester County. She said a man had offered for that sum to bring them on. I shall be very uneasy about them till I hear that they are safe. There's now much more risk on the road till they arrive here than there has been for several months past, as we find that some poor worthless wretches are constantly on the lookout on two roads that they cannot well avoid more exceptional, especially with carriage. Yet, as it is, Harriet, who seems to have had a special angel to guide her on her journey of mercy, I have hope, thy friend Thomas Garrett." Again, this network. And again, that's so you can see the teamwork. And so that's, you know, one of the things as we focus on what we need to do today in terms of fighting for our own time freedom. We need a network. We need a teamwork. Team. Together, each achieves more. You got to find those significant others that will work with you towards your goal. And as you work towards your goal, then they can also help with accomplishing their goal. Harriet also, as I said earlier, when she went back to get her parents were old. So they was not going to be able to do the walking. I mean, it would take, on the average, you know, usually when she would help out somebody escape, 2 to 3 weeks, sometimes a little bit longer on the road. She had to keep people motivated. When she went back to get her parents, they were old. So she had to get a horse, get a carriage, and bring them up on the road. How she did it, and in that manner in which she did it, only her and God knows. But she found a way. See, Harriet was also very prayerful. You know, she prayed for the things that she wanted. I mean, and hey, because of her faith and her prayers and her hard work, she had faith, but she also had faith with works, action. Because of that, like I said, she never lost a passenger. She had lost one passenger. If she had gotten caught, just think what the story would have been written. I mean, and they wanted her bad. $60,000 in that day and time would be like about $1.3 million a day. She had the highest bounty that was ever put out on anybody on the Underground Railroad in terms of the bounty catchers. Wasn't it good? And she avoided them 19 times. 19 times she avoided them. See, she just how much she loved freedom, and she would go back and back and back. How many people, as we secure our time freedom, how many people are we going to go back and bless with that gift of time freedom? Hey, for those of you that might be looking for an opportunity or something that you want to get involved with, or you might want to support what we do here at Movements Unlimited. Movements Unlimited, one of the things we have right now is a business outreach program in which we're working to teach young people between the age of 18 and 24 how to obtain their time freedom so they don't get locked down into the modern slavery today, which is a J-O-B. And if you would like to support that program, you can call 252-220-0624. Again, that is 252-220-0624. And we can tell you how you can donate to that program. All donations are tax deductible. If you'd like to actively get involved in that program, also call that number and we'll help you with getting started on a business venture that will literally change your life. There's a two-year, there's a compensation plan that a person can, with over the next 2 years, earn $1.3 million. If you'd like to learn about how you can earn $1.3 million, again, call that number, 252-220-0624, and we will spill the beans or give you, as they say, the 411 on how you can do that. And so, hey, at this time, you know, we're going to listen to the poem by Nkechi Taifa again about Harriet Tubman, and then we're going to really wrap this up today on this, the gospel of working from home. And I hope you got something out of this in terms of we work to escape for our time freedom, and we must be passionate about it, same as Harriet. Let's listen to the poem by Harriet Tubman one more time.
Listen to the legend of Harriet Tubman, for you will see what strength is all about. That she was a warrior in every sense of the word, there is definitely no doubt. Born in Maryland on the Eastern Shore, a strong field slave was she. She worked so hard till her bones were sore, but she always yearned to be free. When Harriet was young, she was hit in the head with a 2-pound iron weight. She fell to the floor. They thought she was dead, but she lived to become quite great. Now scarred with a large dent in her skull, it took months to get well again. Even though she regained her strength once more, she had sleeping spells now and then. One night, Harriet said she would take this no more and decided it was time to escape. She fled through fields and farms, past plantations and barns, till she reached the north where she could stay. But while free in the north, she had few friends, for they were all still in the south. So she worked very hard, and with the money she saved, she went back south to free hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of slaves. Though Harriet was small, her mission was called. She had to be brave to set free the slaves. Harriet was strong. She never went wrong. Though Harriet was wanted, dead or alive, she kept on pushing. She took no job. Harriet was strong. She never went wrong. She trudged back south 19 times to lead 300 north. They waded through the streams and they scaled the high mountains, but they never, ever stopped going forth. They followed the moss on the side of the trees, for they knew it led north. It was nature's key. They followed the north star, for it was a guide. By noon they would travel, by sun they would hide. For all to stay alive, Harriet carried a 45, and if any tried to leave, she quickly removed it from her sleeve. Harriet was strong. She never went wrong. When the slaves heard they were to be sold, they sought the Underground Railroad. Closely they listened for Harriet's song, for when it came, they would be gone. What was this Underground Railroad? Was it a real train with tracks? Oh, no, but the Underground Railroad was a secret escape system for blacks. The art of escape was a dangerous one as they traveled in disguise. By boat, by wagon, by foot, by carriage, she vowed no one, no one would take us back to slavery alive. To Pennsylvania and New York, she brought the slaves. To these states were safe no more. Then all the way to Canada, she trudged where her people would be slaves no more. She could not read, nor could she write. But thousands of times she outwitted whites. like in Zynga before and Asata after. Harriet was strong. She never went wrong. Harriet was strong. She never went wrong. Harriet was strong. She never, ever, ever went wrong.
All right, all right. And as we close out today's show, hey, remember Harriet Tubman, and, you know, use her as a, for those of you that are working to obtain your time freedom, use her as a role model. Just think about what she had to endure when you get tired, because, you know, we do get tired. I mean, I understand, you know, as we go through these challenges to get to where we want to get to, there's issues that come along. And there's things that happen in life that can knock you from the blind side. And you want to make sure that you stay strong. And that's just, you know, use Harriet as a role model. And, you know, she was a tremendous leader. And I like to say tremendous success coach, who really helped people obtain the ultimate success of that time, which was a way to find their time freedom by getting off of the plantations of America and getting where they could be, you know, bona fide, dignified human beings. Because remember, the purpose of slavery, as Frederick Douglass said, was to make you a beast of burden, a beast of burden. And, you know, so she that's what she did. She helped people, you know, break away from that. And so today, people that are, you know, trying to break away from some things that are holding you back from your full potential, use the life of Harriet Tubman as a role model. And again, if you'd like to support the Movements Unlimited Youth Business Development Program, give us a call at 252-220-0624. That is 252-220-0624. And make sure you Google William Steele. And when you Google William Steele, you'll be able to pull up his book. They have it in an e-book, The Underground Railroad. And so you can read about real people that came through Philadelphia, that they documented them leaving from slavery and coming and passing through there. And just think again, that was a tremendous network of people that worked together. How does your network work together today in your life? Make sure you build a network of people that legitimately and honestly work to help each other. Because that's what, you know, the Underground Railroad was. The Underground Railroad was really the first integrationist movement in America in which people really worked together for a common cause and objective, and that was to get people out of slavery. And with that said, hey, I'm going to put up our theme song called It's My Time, Your Time, Our Time. We want to thank you for tuning in this morning as we remember Harriet Tubman as we escape to time freedom. Again, use her as a role model, someone, you know, heroes. You know, heroes make the sunshine in the morning. Yeah, that's they do. Go listen to that song, too. That's a powerful song by the Commodores, in another group I used to really like in the 70s, called Heroes. You can go to YouTube and pull that up. So, hey, Google William Steele, Underground Railroad, go to YouTube and listen to Heroes by the Commodores, and use Harriet Tubman as a hero to inspire you to accomplish the things you want. And it's time for our theme song, It's My Time.
Wake up. We hope you enjoyed this Success Songs original composition. For music and words that create powerful moments in your day, go to successsongs.com and hear life from a higher vibration.